First, let's just review a few of the travel news headlines from the past week. Joining us now to help us out is travel expert Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. And her website is onantaforbes.com. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. So today is Super Bowl Sunday. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Which is more important to you?
You're trying to put me on the spot here. Well, you know.
Yeah, really?
You know. You know that I am a huge Dallas Cowboys fan, so I have no skin in the game as far as the Super Bowl, so I'm pretty neutral on that. And tomorrow being Valentine's Day, well, every day for me is Valentine's Day, so.
Good answer.
There you go. Let's review some of the travel news headlines from the past week. Kind of a theme going on about the changing of the travel restrictions. The government's getting pressure from a lot of sides, and it looks like now they'll come out with an announcement next week, apparently.
Hopefully it's going to be music to our ears, because a lot of people are sick of the rules that are in place. They're concerned about, you know, being caught in a tight spot outside of Canada because of the PCR testing requirements.
Mm-hmm. Well, Canada's top doctors calling for a return to normalcy and easing restrictions. You've got WestJet, the headline uses different wording, demands a plan from the feds because they canceled a lot of flights through March.
Yeah, they did. They extended it, their schedule reductions, by 20% through March. And Harry Taylor, who's the interim president and CEO of the WestJet Group, stated that travel advisories, restrictions, and testing requirements were meant to be temporary. Yet our industry has now reached an impasse that is severely impacting the recovery of our airline and sector. So WestJet said it will continue to advocate for the need to return to surveillance arrival, testing only, and the elimination of quarantine and isolation for travelers awaiting their results after returning to Canada. And you're right, they are also calling on the federal government to outline a roadmap for the recovery of the travel and tourism industry that is based on science and reflective of the current realities of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, it seems to me that people aren't nervous about the virus anymore. I mean, you got to be fully vaccinated to travel anyways. So it is more about the testing requirements and the quarantining coming back from your destination into Canada.
Well, it's good to see that Canada's public health officials appear to be getting on board with their counterparts in places like Northern Europe, where high vaccination rates are allowing authorities to start dismantling pandemic restrictions. And that shift in thinking was reiterated by Canada's Deputy Chief Public Health Officer, who said that authorities must continue to protect public health, but finally, without unduly restricting travel and trade.
Well, we've been saying this for, seems like months now. Wait and see what happens. So again, we'll wait and see what the announcements are next week and if there's any changes coming. And we'll talk to you next week, Onanta.
You bet. Have a good week.